99.9 and WSAU.com.
Welcome to Tuesday. It is 5:38, if you can believe the clock. Because, you know, the clock is run by the government. So, anyway, let us start with the entertainment news. I know the conspiracy theorists out there are like, huh? What?
You know, you're joking about the clock and the government. Did you see the new t-shirts yesterday?
Yes, about the NSA being the only form of government that will listen to you.
It's great. It's got a blue t-shirt, white NSA logo, and it says, the only part of government that listens to me.
I think that's awesome.
I think so, too. I hope they sell millions.
I used to have a t-shirt that was from the CIA headquarters in Langley. It had the logo on the... Matter of fact, I still have it. I just can't wear it. And I always thought, you know, can I get in trouble for wearing this? Because it was from the...
Something tells me that a real CIA agent would not wear a t-shirt that had the CIA logo on it.
With on the back, it said, I'm a spy.
Yeah.
Shh. You don't know me. I'm a spy. All right, let's start off the entertainment news with Mr. Justin Bieber. First of all, he was in Brazil doing a concert, and he's up there singing and doing his thing, you know, and somebody tossed a water bottle at him, not a glass one, but a plastic water bottle. It hit him in the hand, knocked his microphone out of his hand. He shot the crowd a dirty look and walked off stage and did not come back. He ended like an hour and a half early, walked off stage. That was it.
That's not cool.
No, I don't. No, first of all, I can understand being upset at somebody throwing something at you.
So you have security. You point the guy out.
If you can.
Big football player, thug-like guy,
yeah.
haul that guy out.
Right. If you can. If you can identify the guy. But I think it's an example that Bieber has lost touch with why he's doing this. He's not doing a great service. You know, I mean, it's not... He's an entertainer, and he's there making a ton of money just to entertain an audience. And I think he's losing track of maybe what's important. You know what I mean? I mean, I think he's losing his grounding, which, again, think about how easy that would be. 19, this guy's got more money than he knows what to do with right now, and he's got everybody around him sucking up to him. Yes, sir. No, sir. What can we do for you, sir?
What do you say to someone who paid a scalper $2,000 to be in the front row of that show?
Yeah.
And it's over an hour and a half early?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's not cool.
Well, I know. I just don't think that was the right thing to do. I think if he had just completely ignored it and gone on with the show, that's much more professional. But then again, he's young. He's 19. He's got a lot of maturing left to do.
That's what I would expect of
a seasoned performer.
I've shared the story before. He's a Milwaukee singer. He's Al Jarreau. He's a jazz pop singer. I saw him when I was a kid in New York.
Yeah.
Outdoor concert venue. It poured rain. The show should have been canceled. The number of people who were there, it was less than 100 people. You had to stand outside in the rain.
Yeah.
He did his entire set.
Good for him.
He didn't complain about it. And, you know, for the people that were there.
Yeah.
Hey, he did his show. I thought that was fabulous.
You know, and maybe Bieber thinks that he's paid his dues and he doesn't have to do that anymore.
He's 19. He hasn't paid his dues for anything.
And a little bit more bad news for Mr. Bieber. Katy Perry has now surpassed him as the most popular person on Twitter. Katy Perry overtook Justin over the weekend. She's holding on to a slim lead. As of last night, she had 46.6 million followers. Justin only had 46.5. Oh, will the bad news for Bieber ever end?
He didn't even do the story about where he supposedly visited a brothel in Brazil.
Yeah, apparently he went to a house of ill repute and was escorted away, no pun intended, under a sheet.
He couldn't find any willing fans to, you know, he's a pop star for crying out loud. Water bottles, there's probably people throwing their underwear on stage.
You know, but there was that woman that claimed he was the father of her kid, so maybe that's why.
That's why Charlie Sheen always went to professionals.
Yeah, that's.
Because he didn't have to deal with all of that stuff.
Maybe it. Maybe he learned from Charlie.
That just strikes me as.
Sad.
Yeah, empty and sad. Unsatisfying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just horribly sad. Gene Simmons, of course, recently compared former KISS members Ace Frehley and Peter Criss to a cancer on the group.
Nice.
Now Ace Frehley comes back and says, Gene is a jerk who has, quote, no friends and the only motivation is money.
That may be true.
Yeah, but Ace, he has money.
Right, you and have, boy, it spends good. You bet.
You have.
Well, I'm sure Ace is still getting residuals from
you,
the Kiss stuff.
You have your makeup kit. He also mocks Gene for not living the rock and roll lifestyle.
It's going to be interesting to see if Kiss does make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, if the band will get back together to go to the ceremony. Something tells me that it might not happen.
Frehley says, Gene always took the safe route. He never got loaded, never partied. I took the same route Elvis Presley took and Jimi Hendrix and Keith Richards and Jim Morrison. It's endless. Really? Let's see how that works out for you. Maybe he's just impervious to the poison. Soccer mom alert. By the way, here we go. Paul Simon and Sting will be teaming up for a North American tour next year.
What do you mean, soccer mom alert? People listening right now have much more relatable to that than anything Justin Bieber has ever done. Paul Simon and Sting together, that's going to be a great tour.
Make sure you go out and get a cardigan before you go to the show.
Oh, man, just
might
cut
be
it
cool out.
The audience is made up of more 50-somethings than 40-somethings.
Yeah, you know, and I believe the stands, you know, the providers there, I think they're going to have a Metamucil stand.
Oh, stop it.
There'll be Metamucil shooters.
Ugh.
That'll be nice. Maybe a prune Danish, buy one, get one free.
I would love these aging pop stars to have their shows earlier in the evening, that's for sure.
Going on stage
at 9 or 10 o'clock is no longer operable, man. You got to go on stage like at 5. That would be great.
All the Sting and even the Police songs from his career could all be done acoustic, one guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Could be cleaned up for the now 50-something crowd that doesn't like it loud anymore.
No, now, don't.
Now, wait a minute now.
They're going to do a set with their own band, and then they're going to do a set together as a duo. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very interesting.
Well, and here's a little something for the younger audience. All right, just to let you know. During a recent Halloween gig, Fish played a new song called Wombat, which includes a lyric about Abe Vigoda. Yeah.
Who's that?
You remember Abe Vigoda from Barney Miller?
He played Fish on Barney Miller.
Yeah. Well, during the song, someone came out on stage in a wombat costume and did a little dance. Later, Abe Vigoda himself came out in the costume.
That's awesome.
As if it had been him all along. Of course, he wasn't really doing the dancing. The actual performer switched out backstage. There it is, Abe Vigoda showing up at a Fish concert.
I think I lost a bet on this radio station about whether Abe Vigoda was alive or dead.
Yeah. Well, he looked old when he was in his 30s. So
I know,
why he's been around for so long.
WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Hold tight. We got the Stumper, the Wayback Machine, and some celebrity birthdays when we come back.
All right, worst thing we ever did to ourselves is one time we all climbed on the top of our house, looked down at our pool. Actually, it wasn't a real pool. It was just those plastic blue Kmart pools. I looked down at a pool and went, I can make this jump. I mean, I had a cape on. Okay. Jump, missed the pool. Blame my mom and my inability to fly. Before I went outside, I said, hey, mom, we're playing superheroes. I'm going to need a cape. And she gave me a dish towel. You know, it doesn't even go down to your butt. There wasn't even enough material to tie to get that cool superhero knot. She would just safety pin it on both sides. Superheroes don't have safety pins, lady. What kind of suck-ass superhero am I with the stupid goose embroidered onto the back of my cape? Friends looking at me, what kind of superhero are you supposed to be? I'm Goose Man. Wait, here's my little sister. Who's she? She's a God Bless This Kitchen girl. Oh, wait, here's my little brother. Dan's playing. All right, yeah. Hey, Home Sweet Home guy's here, all right? Hey. Our Halls of Justice sucks.
The Rush Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.